This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. You are that exceptional American that we've been talking about for so many years. Actually, you know, let's see, who was that guy? Who was that guy back in the day that talked about exceptional Americans? Anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. We're going to be opening up the phone lines. We didn't get around to doing it before. We had a little technical glitch going on. I think we've got it handled, and at the break, we'll be opening up the phone line so you can call in. That telephone number is 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. We'll be opening up the phone lines for you there. So anyway, more than happy to have you talk to us, call in, whatever you want to do. And we've got a lot of things to talk about here, of course, on Agenda 21 Radio. And we welcome your listenership. There's no question about it. The great listeners that we have on Agenda 21 Radio, that you guys have been doing such an exceptional job, and we want to thank you for your exceptional listening skills. Now, listening is not hearing. Hello. That's why I say when we thank our listeners for your exceptional listening job, what happens is we know you go out and go forth armed with the information that we give you from Agenda 21 Radio, and you tell other people. What a concept. Word of mouth, they call it. Word of mouth, which means an active event that you're engaged with. You're engaged when you're listening. Think about it. Because that's what you do when you're listening. Active listening means that you are thinking about what you're hearing. Does that make sense? See what I mean, Vern? That's what makes sense, is that you're actively listening. You're actively hearing, I guess. Actively hearing is listening. Okay, so you got that, right? I mean, you're thinking about what you're listening to. As opposed to, oh, there's a sound. What, did you have to think about the sound? No, you heard it. You didn't have to think about it. This form of radio requires active participation by the way of thinking and visualizing, dreaming, that sort of thing, all that stuff, what do they call it, theater of the mind. Theater of the mind is radio, of course. Anyway, a lot of things going on. We've been talking quite a bit about, of course, New California State and the Tim Draper three-state thing. And New California State is the only thing left on the table now that's viable. All the other movements out there are DOA, dead on arrival, and anything else is a stunt if you have things that are engaged with that. We're the real deal, and in fact, we're proving it by going out on Saturday. And Saturday we're going to be doing, for the first time since 1861 with Virginia and West Virginia, the split of way there. Great history, American history, just absolutely amazing. Oh my gosh, the phone's ringing. Why in the heck is that doing that? That cannot be happening during this show. I thought I turned the switch off, you know. And I thought it was off. How did it get back on? Because we've been getting signals and all this other stuff, and all of a sudden it rings. I don't know. It's spooky what goes on electronically in the studio sometimes. I do know one thing. I've turned off all Wi-Fi in my house, and I feel much better. Just I thought I would throw that one. Just that's just like the hand grenade joke in the room, right? Just, yeah, turn off your Wi-Fi if you have a bunch of Wi-Fi. You know, because we're in a studio, and just everything enhances and gets a lot better once we turn the Wi-Fi off. By the way, now that was a big deal. And, you know, we had to do some certain things and all this stuff. It was just kind of taking a lot of time, but, you know, we think it's obviously better for what we're doing here at Agenda 21 Radio. And we really, like I said, really do appreciate your listenership here on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, so what in the world is going on? Again, we're going to go back to Fox News here. I'm going to chime in because I think there's some salient. I got a couple things lined up. And again, we're following a script. Don't you just love it when they're scripted? A couple of things. There's a video out there. I saw this. This is from YouTube. Came in, and in which we saw this big grouper eat a shark, a 500-pound at least grouper eating a fairly sizable, look about a 6 or 7 foot shark. I'm like, wow, wait a minute, that's a little too big for me. Okay, let's see, this is San Francisco. So this is one of the things that came up. I got this by way of YouTube, so it drew me back to, not YouTube, but I'm sorry, Facebook, drew me back to Fox News. It says, a city overwhelmed despite spending $370 per homeless person, report says. Just a good job might do it, don't you think? This is from Fox News, speaking about San Francisco. San Francisco! We're going to play this for you. I don't know if it's going to... Oh, you can skip this ad in now. Okay, here we go.
If you've been there recently, you might consider this impossible, but San Francisco's problem with filth is actually getting worse. Of course, for years, it has been covered with needles and human waste. But this week, residents have been complaining about the stench of a staggering 20-pound bag of feces, human feces, I hate even to say it, but it's real, left on a sidewalk. Finally, the city is paying the price for this chaos. A major medical convention is moving to a different city. They're citing health risks to attendees. Kimberly Brown Peltzer is a longtime actress, and she's now a Republican candidate for California's 36th Congressional District, and she joins us tonight. Thank you so much for coming on. You've been in California.
No, thank you for having me.
Well, it's just sad. As someone who loves California, and I know that you do too, having been there an awfully long time, right. It takes a lot to destroy a city like San Francisco. How did this happen?
You know what, Tucker, I'm third generation California born and raised, and this is not the California I came from, or you for that matter. I know
Tell
you're a Southern
it.
California
yeah.
boy. But, you know, Prop 47, once that passed, and you could actually steal anything, $950 below, the homeless have been flocking to the state of
right.
California.
That was the proposition for our viewers who don't follow it. That was a proposition that made low-level crimes not crimes, basically, anymore.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah. And I can tell you, on a personal level, I have people coming into my stores on a regular basis, stealing items that my employees are later finding on Craigslist, and the police can't do anything about it. They say they won't show up, because where do you send a ticket for someone who's homeless? They simply don't show up any longer. And they've made crime okay in the state of California. And in San Francisco, where you're talking about, I mean, that's Pelosi's backyard.
Yes.
And she is part of that liberal agenda that is driving California down the path that it's going. And Raul Ruiz, who I'm running against, is doing the exact same thing. They don't understand what's happening in California because they want to turn the other way.
Well, and they're totally in their bubbles. I mean, what's interesting is that San Francisco is one of the richest places, not just in the world, but in all of human history. And yet it has the most filth on the sidewalk and the most people living outside. I mean, I just find it totally bizarre. Do they not notice it, do you think?
Well, I just don't think that they care. They're trying to attract people to California to keep their voter base popular. And I can tell you, this is not the California that we want any longer. We need change here desperately. My employees, every single morning, have to go out and clean the feces, the needles. They have to try to get people who are homeless to move. People are afraid to come to businesses any longer.
We're going to come back after the break because we just can't resist this one, right? New California. .com, NewCaliforniaState.com. That seems to be the answer. NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be right back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston. With Agenda 21.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715.
That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. I was playing from Tucker Carlson. We're talking about this situation in California. And a Republican candidate, she's a former, I think she's a former, if I'm not mistaken, Kimberlyn Brown Pelzer, P-E-L-Z-E-R. She's now a candidate for a Republican candidate. I believe they think it's the 38th congressional district in Los Angeles, Lakewood area, Los Angeles. Talking about homeless people in San Francisco and everything like that and how bad it is and all that. I think that might be Sanchez's. I'm got to check it out here. But we're going to get back to this thing. Her interview with Tucker Carlson, we only have there's only about a minute and a half of this left, and I want to play it for you because she's making some very, very good points about, you know, this is not the California that we all know, right? Well, of course not, and of course that's why we're doing New California, to, you know, to put a stop to what's happening in California. This whole homelessness thing, and now she brings up something really important, Prop 47, which basically legalized stealing. She mentions this. Because what really happens, and this is going on all the time, this is going on everywhere throughout California, believe it or not. People walk in, they grab stuff in the store, and they walk right out, and no one stops them. Law enforcement doesn't do anything about it. You call law, they don't come out. No, listen, I know this happened to me at a Home Depot the other day. In fact, this is about the fifth time I've seen this at Home Depot. I'm going to say Home Depot. Guys, your employees are being hung out to dry and challenging these people. Just walk in. They grab a bunch of stuff, big stuff. You know, if they want tools, they go to the tool section, grab a big generator or a saw, a big box. And they walk right out with it. No one stops them. The clerk says, hey, come back. And they just walk off. They know nothing is going to happen to them. Stores. There was a Rite Aid. Well, I shouldn't say that. There was a drugstore. I went into a drugstore. This was around Christmas to get Christmas cards and things of that stuff. And I walk in. I'm starting to walk in. And a guy comes, like, bolting through the door. And he's got two big liquor bottles. And the store clerk's running after him, and then he stops at the door after the guy gets out, and he just stops there and says, and he walks back. And I said, aren't you going to call the police? No, the police won't do anything. Now, this is happening everywhere in California, and she brings this up. No, this is the lawlessness of which we were talking about. And this is, we're going to get back to this interview with Tucker Carlson and Kimberlyn Brown Pelzer. That's it.
California.
That was the proposition for our viewers who don't follow it. That was a proposition that made low-level crimes not crimes, basically, anymore.
Exactly.
Prop 47. That's what they just mentioned right there. Prop 47, California.
Exactly. Yeah. And I can tell you, on a personal level, I have people coming into my stores on a regular basis, stealing items that my employees are later finding on Craigslist, and the police can't do anything about it. They say they won't show up, because where do you send a ticket for someone who's homeless? They simply don't show up any longer. And they've made crime okay in the state of California. And in San Francisco, where you're talking about, I mean, that's Pelosi's backyard.
Yes.
And she is part of that liberal agenda that is driving California down the path that it's going. And Raul Ruiz, who I'm running against, is doing the exact same thing. They don't understand what's happening in California because they want to turn the other way.
Well, and they're totally in their bubbles. I mean, what's interesting is that San Francisco is one of the richest places, not just in the world, but in all of human history. And yet it has the most filth on the sidewalk and the most people living outside. I mean, I just find it, I find it totally bizarre. Do they not notice it, do you think?
Well, I just don't think that they care. They're trying to attract people to California to keep their voter base popular. And I can tell you, this is not the California that we want any longer. We need change here desperately. My employees, every single morning, have to go out and clean the feces, the needles. They have to try to get people who are homeless to move. People are afraid to come to businesses any longer in the state of California. And just like you said, as far as conventions coming to California, that's a big industry here. And that's changing as well. They're not paying attention. They're not listening, and they're going to have to here very soon, or we're going to continue down this road.
It took centuries to build that state, and they've wrecked it so fast. Kimberlyn, thank you, and good luck in your race. I'm suddenly rooting
thank
for you.
You.
That was great. Good to talk to you.
And you know what? I am too. Because she sounds like a new Californian. Okay, so now, you know, I'm peaked. It's the 36th district, congressional district. Okay, not the 38th. 38th district is that's Los Angeles. And she's in the 36th congressional district, and that's Raul Ruiz in Ballopedia. Where is the 36th congressional district? I can't remember. 26 elections. They don't have a map of it here. Come on. The map's always, you know, I'm a visual kind of guy. So, you know, tell me where this is. Tell me where it is in California. So, but I'm piqued. I think that this is an interesting little thing here. Now, this is a story that came out earlier. So, Crowded Field takes on Representative Raul Ruiz in the 36th congressional district. And this is, says the shift of Riverside County from red to purple can be told through the recent electoral history of the 36th district. In 2012, Republican Representative Mary Bono represented the districts spanning the Coachella Valley, the Pashemmet and San Jacinto. Now, this is all in Southern California, so this is Riverside, I guess. This year, Ruiz, an emergency room physician, starts out as the favorite in his bid for another two-year term. But I think he's a Democrat. Peltzer, Republican. Yes. La Quinta. Ah! So you're talking about the Palm Springs area is what you're talking about here. I get it. Okay, so now I get it, what's going on here. This is the Riverside Press Enterprise I'm reading from, by the way, and this is an article dated out. So, again, for everybody to understand, California has 53 congressional seats, okay? And I've been telling you, we got to get that to shift because this is the way it works out. We have 14 Republicans in the House for California. Oh, wow, that's a whopping 14. And there's 39 Democrats. Oh, I'm shocked. What? You see what I'm saying? This is a seat that could swing and get us 15. And I've been saying, I have the predictor. I think we're going to get those 14 already, but there's another one, this one, and one other, that could possibly swing, and we could get 16. We can grow the Republican base in California. Now, that's important. Now, by the way, she is in New California. Hello. Get my drift. I think this is a very good thing. She is in New California. A little bit more about this. Maybe we can get her on the radio show. I'd like to interview her. What do you think? Anyway, we're thinking. I hate it when this happens. It's Tinfoil Hat for the Blue. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. With Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 show.
Also, you can visit newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Yeah, New California is really very much a reality. And it's day by day by day. It's really exciting to see this. It's day by day by day. It's just becoming a greater reality. And, of course, this whole thing about the three-state thing, we got one other article that popped in here. This is from, where is this article from? This is not your L.A. Times. It says here, this is about, this is San Francisco Chronicle. Oh, it talks about Draper's little difficulties with Prop 9. It's called Prop 9, by the way, the three-state split. This is the article that came out of the San Francisco Chronicle about it. And I'm going to kind of paraphrase it because it's just too long, and I don't want to talk too much more about it. It says, the state Supreme Court decided Wednesday that California will remain intact geographically, at least for now, while it decides whether the voters can consider a proposal to divide the Golden State into three new states. The three-state initiative, Proposition 9, had gathered enough signatures to qualify for the November ballot. 9 days after opponents filed suit, the court issued a unanimous order removing the measure from the ballot. Unanimous order. That means all of them. All of the members agreed. All of the leftists agreed with stopping the leftist. The lawsuit was brought by the leftist. The left. Man, talking about going left. The court said it usually allows ballot measures to go to the voters before considering constitutional challenges. But in this case, the six justices said significant questions regarding the propositions of validity and the potential harm of allowing a public vote before those questions are resolved outweighs the potential harm in delaying the proposition to a future election. Now, this article is much more detailed, I can tell. This is my point, which has been my point for months now. Those questions include whether California voters' broad authority to enact new laws by initiative established in 1911, including the power to break up the state and, in the process, abolish its constitution and existing laws, to be placed by lawmaking bodies in three future states. So, in other words, they want to break it up and use existing laws to be replaced by lawmaking bodies in three future states. Now, does that make sense? So you've got existing laws in California, and, well, you know, we're going to use those laws. We're going to abolish its constitution and existing laws and then be replaced by lawmaking bodies in three future states. Okay, I'm going to read this again so you get the whole notion here. This is what I was talking about, that in the body, in the content document that explains what the three state initiative would bring if passed. This is what's in that. It says those questions, and this is why they have questions about it. The questions about whether California voters brought authority to enact new laws by initiative established in 1911 include the power to break up the state. Okay? In other words, does it include the power to break up the state by initiative? And that's what his initiative is saying. We're going to break up the state. Okay, then what happens? And in the process, well, we're going to abolish the Constitution and existing laws of California. Oh, there you go. But there it is. See, that's my point. Can't do that. That's the body, the content of the proposition. That, listen, Article 4, Section 3 of the Constitution states you can form a new state from parts of pre-existing states or an existing state, or from within an existing state, with the consent of the legislatures involved. And that of the Congress. Now, nowhere in there did it say anything about abolishing a constitution to form a new state. Did it? Did it say anything about replacing those laws with lawmaking bodies in three future states or future states thereof? It did not make any reference to that in the Constitution. So why? See, just on the surface of it. That's why I say anybody can figure this out, but Tim Draper can't because, well, he's above the law, right? Jerry Brown? Huh. Says the narrower language issue is whether Prop 9 drafted as a change in the laws that define California's boundaries would actually amount to a revision of the state constitution. That cannot be done by initiative, but instead requires approval of 2/3 of both houses of the legislature to be placed on the ballot. Get it? I'm trying to get you guys into this notion of understanding that we're going forward to the two houses of the legislature first. We're not going to the state legislature, to the attorney general. We're not going to the secretary of state. We're not going to go and collect $200 free of charge. No, we're not even going to go to jail for this. We believe it is clear that a ballot initiative may not revise the Constitution by making changes in the basic framework of government, said Carlisle Hall, a lawyer for opponents who sued to take Prop 9 off the ballot. And there can be greater change in our framework of government than the total abolition of our existing Constitution. Do you get it? He wants to wipe out the whole Constitution. This is what I've said. Because he has disdain. He has no use for the Constitution. This is the point about it, Draper. This is what globalists think. Do you think Obama cares about the Constitution of the United States? He calls it an imperfect document, which therefore, when he was president, gave him the authority, he thought, to do whatever he wanted to do. Remember, he had a pen and he had a phone? That's called a dictator. And right now, it's really obvious that Jerry Brown has no respect for the Constitution of the United States of America. Why do we put in those grievances all the time that, you know, he's violating Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution, which is the supremacy clause of the Constitution, because he does not respect the Constitution or the laws therein. He's holier than thou, just like Draper. Same thing. Howard Penn, executive director of the Planning and Conservation League, lead plaintiff in the lawsuit, said Prop 9 would have caused chaos in our public services, including safeguarding our environment. Well, you know, okay. All to satisfy the whims of 1 billionaire. I agree with that. I'm not about the environment so much. I mean, safeguarding everything, not just the environment. Come on, you've got to go beyond the environment here, folks. I mean, public safety, of course, now with, you know, Prop 47, why would we have public safety, right? The billionaire is Bay Area venture capitalist Tim Draper, who drafted Prop 9 and qualified it for the ballot and has represented himself without a lawyer in the court proceedings. Draper argued that California had become ungovernable, its taxes too high, its schools and public services in disrepair, its 39 million plus residents far too numerous to be represented demographically by 120 elected legislators. Now, I agree with that. That's true. He reacted indignantly to the court order. Apparently, the insiders are in cahoots with the establishment. Doesn't want to find out how many people don't like the way California is being governed, Draper said in a statement. He said the six justices probably would have lost their jobs under the three-state plan. The whole point of the state's initiative process, he added, was to be set up as a protection from a government that was no longer representing its people. Now that protection has been corrupted. Anyway, he represented himself, because he knows more than the Constitution. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making My Pillow possible. Years ago, when I invented My Pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented My Pillow. You can adjust My Pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Agenda21Radio.news. That's Agenda21Radio.news. And also, New California. If you want to call in, you can do so, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. That's Top Talk. So you can call in, and we'll put you on the air, and we'll see what you got. We'll see what you got. Anyway, I'm saying that, and other phones are ringing. Okay, yeah, the other phone's ringing. Listen, you're calling the wrong number, eh? 215-867-8255. That's the number that will get you into the show, the really big show, by the way. Okay, we got all kinds of stuff going on. I wanted to play the Trump tweet. I didn't get to the whole thing as it was being played earlier, and I want to get to that. This is an explanation. This is Trump's explanation. Of his explanation. I know, I walked you through that one real quick, right? No, okay, this is the number of times, it's a very short clip, it's about a minute, but it is, it's Trump holds Putin responsible for meddling. It is sort of like a medley of his comments about holding Putin responsible. And the left has lied and lied and lied. They've gone apoplectic. Okay? Now, in the first clip that they've got going on, they kind of give you by dates this whole thing. So you kind of know what the run-up is, right? And so here we go. 215-867-8255. We got you for just a few minutes if you want to call in. Okay, here we go. This is Donald Trump. And this is his medley of medleys. And we'll see if we... Okay, we're all queued up here. This one here is a comment that he made on January 11th, 2017.
As far as hacking, I think it was Russia, but I think we also get hacked by other countries and other people. And I can say that, you know, when we lost 22 million names and everything else that was hacked recently. They didn't make a big deal out of that. That was something that was extraordinary. That was probably China. We have much hacking going on. Well, I think it was Russia, and I think it could have been other people in other countries.
January 6th.
Could have been a lot of people.
I'm sorry, July 6th, 2017.
I think it was Russia, but I think it was
again,
probably other
in Warsaw,
people
Poland.
And or countries. It was Russia,
again.
And I think it was probably others also.
Well, the Russians had no impact
the White
on
House,
our
March
votes
6th,
whatsoever.
2018.
But certainly there was meddling, and probably there was meddling from other countries and maybe other individuals.
Ah, so, you know, and there's more. There's a whole bunch more. They just gave a kind of a few here. This is brought to you by Trump Tweets, as we call them affectionately here on Agenda 21 Radio, Trump Tweets. So he has been making the statement. The first time you heard it, it was before he was inaugurated. Before he was inaugurated. Then repetitively, he's at a conference July 6, 2017 in Warsaw. And he says it, what, four times again. And then in March, he says it again. There's other times. They just gave us a few. I mean, so, hello? Am I missing something here? I don't think I am, but am I missing something? The left will always lie because, listen, that's all they have left is the lies. We're at that point where these folks know nothing but to lie all the time. That's what's going on here. So, it's a big deal. It's a really big deal. And I got to tell you, we're going to, you know, it's blowing up on them. This is the thing. If they understood how badly they are damaging themselves, they probably wouldn't be doing such bad behavior. But they're desperate. That is the only thing that can be driving this, is that they are desperate as all get out. And, of course, that is their problem now, isn't it? That is definitely their problem. Okay, Right to Voice, by the way, is our new sponsor, and it's really starting to turn out to be quite the thing. This is the alternative to Facebook. Finally, the conservatives have an alternative to Facebook, and it's called Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2, and V-O-I-C-E.com, R-I-G-H-T, the number 2.com. Right2Voice.com, Right2Voice.com. And if you want to open up your own account, you can do so. It's very, very simple to open up. Just go to that website, Right2Voice.com, and you can join in on all the fun. A lot of people are doing it right now. They've got, you know, they've gone from like 100 to 500 to thousands now. It's kind of interesting. This is a Steve Jobs Apple computer thing that's going on with the group that is making this. So it's kind of a lot of fun to kind of look at it. Anyway, the thing about all this on the left, it's not going to go away. It's going to get worse, unfortunately, as they have to get more dramatic. And again, watch the media. We talked about this earlier in the show. Watch what the media does, the mainstream media, because they got nothing now. They're making it up. They're making it up literally as they go along. And the drama that they're expressing is over the top. The verbiage to try and get you kind of lit up, you know, Nazi this and Nazi that, you know, when in fact, when communists, you know, when in fact many of them are Nazis and communists, that's part of the problem. Or they're paid by George Soros to be saying and doing things. That's another problem, isn't it? We know the influence of George, and then there's this Browder guy. We didn't get a chance to get to Browder. We're going to get to Browder, though, probably tomorrow. And this Browder, man, you know, he is not a U.S. citizen. Putin wants to talk to him. Well, he's not a citizen of the United States. He needs to talk to Great Britain. He's a British subject now. He renounced his citizenship. This is the Browder that was, you know, supposedly 400 million, or I guess he said it's only 400,000 to the Clinton Foundation. Well, okay. But where'd he get the money from? And that's what's driving Putin nuts. But he said, well, it's from the Nijinsky Act. We're here for his friend Nijinsky, who Putin killed. Why was he interfering with the Russian election on behalf of Hillary Clinton? That's a question.
Two, one, one, zero.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Two, 1, 1, 0.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Okay, it's kind of interesting. Flashing lights, signals, all sorts of things going on with me here on Agenda 21 Radio and also NewCaliforniaState.com. I want to, encourage you to check it out on NewCaliforniaState.com, what's going on here. Big, big day, big, big history coming. In regards to New California and California and the United States. Yesterday, the big decision came down, smacking down, if you will, Tim Draper's three-state thing. Does not stop us. No, because we're following the Constitution. He did not. We're the only organization that's following the Constitution that will create a new state. We're the only one. And we will become a new state. The other groups don't like it, but we will, and we encourage them to, come along with us. No problem there. Anybody that wants to form a new state, you just got to do it the right way. The Constitution is a simple document. It's not that difficult. The Founding Fathers knew there would be times like this, and they offered us an opportunity to do the right thing, which is exactly what we're doing right here on Agenda 21 Radio. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.